us, more love to him, and he is the one that has the greatest love toward us. And so that's really the reason why he established the office of the diaconate. It was established by the risen Christ for the good of his church, for the good of us. And I'm going to read a little passage, this section from the first establishment of this office. In Acts chapter 6, it says, "At the time when the disciples were increasing in number, a complaint arose on the part of the Hellenistic Jews and against the native Hebrews because their widows were being overlooked in the daily serving of food. So the 12 summoned the congregation of the disciples and said, 'It's not desirable for us to neglect the word of God in order to serve tables. Therefore, brethren, select from among you 7 men of good reputation, full of the Spirit and of wisdom, whom we may put in charge of this task. And we will devote ourselves to prayer and the ministry of the word.' So that statement found approval with the whole congregation, and they chose Stephen, a man full of faith and of the Holy Spirit, and Philip, and they listed 7 others besides Stephen. And these they brought before the apostles, and after praying, they laid their hands on them." And that's what we're going to do this morning. But what was the result of that blessing that the Lord had given to the church? It says, "And then the word of God kept spreading, and the number of disciples continued to increase greatly in Jerusalem, and a great many of the priests were becoming obedient to the faith." So we pray and trust that the Lord will bring that blessing upon Harbor Church here in Holland as he provides us another deacon to serve. And he also gives in the book of Romans that our brother just expounded, Paul gives instruction concerning the use of these gifts that he gives in the body of Christ. It says, "For as we have many members in one body, and all the members do not have the same function, so we who are many are one body in Christ, and individually members one of another. Since we have gifts that differ according to the grace given to us, each of us is to exercise them accordingly. If prophecy, according to the proportion of his faith," and then there's 4 of these at least that apply to the diaconate. "If service, in his serving. He who gives, with liberality. He who leads, with diligence. He who shows mercy, with cheerfulness." So all of us have been given gifts to serve the Lord and serve his church. But the particular gifts of the diaconate, of service, of giving, of leading, of showing mercy. Danny, we're asking you to take up that towel and that basin and serve in your service. Give with liberality, lead with diligence in these things, and showing, and with as you show mercy, with cheerfulness. And I know this man is a cheerful man. So some gifts come naturally, but still those natural gifts are given by the Lord. But what's the blessed result of enlisting faithful deacons? Those who have served well as deacons obtain for themselves a high standing and great confidence in the faith that is in Christ Jesus. So to this end, therefore, Danny, I'm going to ask you a few questions, and the response would be, "I do," if you're willing to take these things up. First, did you believe in your heart that you are lawfully called by God's church and consequently by God himself to the office of the diaconate?
I do.
Do you believe that the 66 books of the Old and New Testament to be God's only word of God and the doctrinal standards of this church to be in harmony with those?
I do.
Do you, having read and heard of the biblical meaning and requirements of this diaconal office, promise to faithfully discharge this by the grace of God?
I do.
And finally, 4, do you promise to walk in all godliness and submit to the government of the church in all things pertaining to your office?
I do.
Well, may our almighty God and Father replenish you with all his grace, that you may faithfully and fruitfully discharge this office. I'm going to give you a charge, and I'm going to give you a charge to the congregation, and then we're going to lay hands and pray on our brother. I charge you, beloved deacon, in the name of the Lord Jesus, to be diligent in receiving the gifts of God's people to be prudent and cheerful in distribution of the same, to be sympathetic and self-denying in the ministry of Christian mercy. And to the church, to each of us, I charge us to receive this brother as the servant of God, sustaining him with your daily prayers, providing him generously with the necessary gifts for the needy,